Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said many self-made men are apt to blame somebody else. We're appreciative of this opportunity to be with you today. We're glad that you've taken the time to listen to Bible meditations. We do hope that we add something to your day as we look into the Word of God. We've been looking at the last words of Jesus. And when we say the last words of Jesus, we're not talking about the last words that he uttered when he was on the cross and was leaving this mortal body and was coming to an end, the things that he did for mankind while he was in the flesh. But rather, we're looking at the last book in the Bible. The Bible is the revelation of God. And of course, the words of Jesus are the very things by which we shall be judged, John 12 and verse 48. Therefore, the last things said in the Bible are things that are said from Jesus that have to do with us as we accept our responsibility before him. We noted that in the last words Jesus spoke, he declared, first of all, his divinity. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And so he declared that he has always been and always will be. And he proposed to mankind that if you've seen the Father, you've seen me, because I and my Father are one. The second thing that he declared in the last book in the Bible, Revelation 22, look at verses 18 and 19. These verses are important to us because in it, Jesus is proclaiming his authority. Let's read the verses and then we'll get into the fact that he has the authority. For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Now when you read those verses, you have Jesus saying, I have all authority, and you cannot add to, you cannot take away from the things that God has said. As the Lord gave the Great Commission to his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 18, Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth hath been given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Back up now, let's look at the verse again. Jesus said, all power, all authority in heaven and on earth hath been given unto me. Would you conclude from that that Jesus has all authority? Well, that's what he said, isn't it? That simply means in the last words of Jesus, Jesus said, don't you add to what I've said. Don't you take away from what I've said. You must be content with those things because all authority in heaven and on earth hath been given unto me. In the Hebrew letter, chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. When I look at the verse, I can see this. I can see God hath spoken. Now, how has God spoken? Well, in time past, he spoke in various manners. He spoke through the prophets, various other ways. He doesn't speak that way to us today. Rather, He has spoken in these last days unto us by his Son. And so what Jesus says is what God wants us to hear, because he's speaking for God. That passage clearly makes that known unto us. Do you remember the occasion when Peter, James, and John went with Jesus up into the Mount of Transfiguration? The men who were already gone, Moses and Elias, appear again. Yeah, Peter, James, and John, there with the Lord. And do you remember Peter said, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us build three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias." Now, wouldn't that suggest there are three authorities, and we divide authority among those three, Moses and Elias? Why, certainly, Jesus is above all of them. Jesus is the one authority to which we must turn. And so to say, we'll set up for Moses a realm of authority. Jesus said, no, that's not the way it is. What about Jeremiah, one of the prophets? Shall we set up for them a throne of authority? And the answer again is no. The only authority in religion is in Jesus Christ. And so accepting him as the spokesman of God. No wonder then that we're told we'll be judged by the words of Jesus, because Jesus has all power in heaven and on earth, and he has spoken God's message, Hebrews 1 and verse 1, and he is indeed the one superior to Moses and to Elias, the period of the prophets. He's spoken unto us today, God has, by his Son, Jesus Christ. And so he's declared his authority. Notice when he says you can't add to it, that simply puts a prohibition on our activities. I can't add to anything that God has said. I have no right to. And I cannot take away from anything that is recorded in the Bible. Wouldn't it be great if we had a world filled with people who just simply want to submit to the will of God and who never try to add to or take away from what God has said? But there are people in religion today who say, "Oh, I know the Bible says that, but I think something else." Well, are they permitted to do that? Does the Bible say it will be all right for them to do it, and when judgment comes, we'll be judged by the Bible and the ideas of men? We'll put them together and be judged by them? No, Christ has all authority, doesn't he? And so we'll answer to Christ. We'll answer for what he has said. We can't add to it or take away from it. We must do exactly what the Word of God teaches. The religious world would be far better off if the admonition of Peter in 1 Peter 4 and verse 11 were listened to. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Why do we have problems in the religious world today with people doing different things? Is it because Jesus authorized different things? Well, I'll affirm very quickly, no, that's not the reason. Well, then why are people doing different things in religion that do not harmonize with what somebody else does in religious activity? Well, the answer is someone presumed to take over the role Jesus has, that God said, "My Son is my spokesman," and they've decided they can speak for Jesus. Friends, the Lord is the spokesman, and we must obey his will. We have no right to add to or take away from the Word of God. And so the Lord declared his authority in his final words. We appreciate being with you today. Please listen again tomorrow. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.